Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the Singapore Rediscovers voucher scheme got off to a strong start earlier in the week, with a flurry of online bookings leading some offerings to be sold out by midday on the 1st of December itself. And many tourism operators and hospitality providers are shifting focus, pivoting to cater more to a staycation local market. And as we head into the festive season, we're joined on the line now by Mr. Christian Westbelt, and he's the general manager at Raffles Hotel Singapore. And we're going to find out more about how this iconic property has weathered the last year following their relaunch at the end of 2019, and more importantly, what they've got planned for the festive season. Christian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me. It's great to be with you.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, Christian, it's been just over a year since Raffles Hotel Singapore relaunched, and oh my goodness, what a year it has been. Can you tell us more about how you've adapted over the last year? Because, you know, these aren't usual circumstances for such an iconic property to relaunch into.
You're absolutely correct. This is certainly not the 2020 that we had looked forward to. Following our successful restoration and the opening in August 2019, that was then concluded with our ramping up by the end of that year. Mm-hmm. And then after a few weeks, we were running into COVID. So what that meant for us was basically completely reinventing ourselves, our business model. As you know, we're quite internationally oriented destination, thought after by so many international travelers. And we had to rethink our business plans, our vision strategies, and positioning in this market without forgetting who we are, where we came from, and what is really important. But I think this was also the time to understand what COVID meant for each individual, be that travelers, our stakeholders, partners, and also our colleagues, and finding approaches that would be able to be individualized for everyone, to then ensure that we are still able to create experiences that are meaningful and that that entertain, that are also timely and hit the sweet spot for our guests. So in line with this, we were very clear that we wanted to create a feeling of trust, confidence that Raffles is a leader when it comes to safety, hygiene, and security in this this age and time, but also not taking away from the stay experiences for our guests. So that was a key fundamental assumption that we made. And then, of course, we looked inside the hotel at our colleagues, and there it was crucial to preserve and protect the livelihoods. And we're actually extremely proud not to have gone through COVID with any retrenchments. And then we
wonderful to hear.
And saying that this will definitely be a staycation market for the month to come, and we're still in it. And let us be creative, and let us still create fun packages that our guests will enjoy. And that's really how we started out going through COVID in 2020.
And speaking of being creative, you have had some really interesting initiatives over the last few months, from bringing theater into the hotel to all other kinds of programs. Can you tell us more about some of the initiatives you've launched this year and how you've really, you know, looked outside of the box to, as you mentioned, help to continue entertaining your guests during this period?
Yeah, very well. It was crucial here again for our arriving guests to, we don't want to say forget that COVID is happening, because I think it affects everyone, but to create an aura, an atmosphere of a very serene and safe environment. And as we have noticed during the first staycations post circuit breaker, when actually guests arrived, settled in, and then spent most of their time with us on property, which was new to us, as international guests usually venture out in the city and have their programs. But with the staycation market, it was very quickly clear that everybody enjoys the destination Raffles, venturing through our arcade and visiting our tenants, enjoying all our restaurants and the public spaces and gardens. And then enjoy staying on the balconies, reading a book, playing cards, or just being somewhere very nice. So that was a key finding, and based on this, we then ventured out to create all these individual different packages and experiences. As we've been always an innovator in hospitality, we're an icon. We looked at what we create, and we certainly want to fill that space out as well. So there were multiple packages that we have created. You mentioned the Sweet Theater at Raffles, where we screen specific movies in the privacy of our guest's suite with some little bits to eat and nibble on. We had the Reflection of Raffles package together, curated with our own Leslie Denker, our resident historian, to actually take guests through the last 133 years. This has been expanded then into actually the community, as we have also included partners to work with, such as the Intan Museum and Tan Ah Huat bicycle tours, all options for our guests to join. And actually, as we have all done, discover Singapore through different eyes, different angles, and do the things that we might have not actually done in 2020.
Speaking of discovering, I mean, and the Singapore Rediscover vouchers have just launched this week. And, as you mentioned, it is very much a staycation mark. But can you tell us more about how the demands of guests have really changed? I mean, obviously, they'll probably want to find out a little bit more about safety, health, and hygiene. But what are some of the other things that they're looking at when they're looking to book a staycation?
Yeah, you said it right. I think the first point here is the phenomenal and continuous support from the authorities and government to tickle and initiate. And whenever there was a new program released, and the Discovery vouchers are the current one, there is a tick up and pick up in calls coming in, and guests want to inquire it. And we noticed this, and we welcome this very, very much. So we've seen the interest, and we've received the first handful of bookings over the last couple of days for usage of these vouchers with our staycation packages. And I think this is a true plus point for Singapore, as all these locally driven initiatives, they also play out internationally, as Singapore is making its mark in the international community as being ready to go through this crisis and come out a lot stronger.
We're speaking with Mr. Christian Westbeld, the general manager at the iconic Raffles Hotel right here in Singapore. So, Christian, tell us, more importantly, we've now entered the month of December. What have you got planned for the festive season?
Yeah, absolutely. This is most current. Our festive season has kicked off last weekend. We actually put up our Noble Fear 22-foot Christmas tree in the lobby, and that is really the most iconic milestone for the month of December. The decorations are up. Just yesterday evening, I ran into a couple at the driveway, and we chatted, and both simultaneously stated that Raffles, with its current Christmas decoration, looks like a true palace, and we're very happy to receive comments. And similar to the staycation packages that we had laid out earlier this year, the current packages also look at some entertainment and fun elements. For example, our enchanting escapade package, besides having the value inclusions of credits in the boutique and food and beverage, we also have the element for a family to check in and actually decorate their own Christmas tree with ornaments. And then once this family tradition is done, to actually take that Christmas tree home and make it part of the festivities over the real specific festive holidays, when our guests spend these at their own private residences. So we're trying always to be part of someone's story, someone's specific period in life, and add something meaningful to that, something that can be remembered and looked back at. But of course, this year this runs also much deeper at many different layers. We have created our own Raffles Festive Shop on Northbridge Road, where we sell a vast variety of hampers and a la carte goodies, like the gammon hams, turkeys, ornaments, specific hampers. And we've seen a lot of take up from individual guests, but also a lot of corporate interest, as year-end party take place. And I think a lot of corporate offices are looking into how to appreciate colleagues after this defining and challenging year. And then, of course, we have our many, many restaurants that have all specific festive elements ready to be welcoming guests end of this this month. We're really wishing for everyone to have a blessed Christmas and a much better 2021 than 2020 was.
I think you've summarized that wonderfully, and all your initiatives sound simply enchanting. Christian, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us today.
Thanks a lot for having me again. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Wonderful. We've been speaking with Mr. Christian Westbell, General Manager at the Raffles Hotel in Singapore, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.